So I'm testing the sound first. That sounds good, doesn't it? Yeah. If it gets scratchy or falls off too high. Too high. Can you go down a little bit? We'll get it just right. For a while. How's this? Sound all right? Yeah. So let's continue exploring these qualities of the divine abidings of kindness, compassion, joy, and equanimity. And today I'd like to invite us to practice with the second of these, the compassion quality and intention. So I'll say a couple of things and then we'll go into the practice. Needs to be louder now, yeah? The sun. You could sit somewhere else. Yeah, move into one of these ones, and then you'll be less blinded. Good. So remember, you don't have to suddenly feel compassionate. You might, and that might deepen, and that might be beautiful. But remembering what we can trust is intention. That's always what we can trust. So keep faith with that. And also don't limit what compassion is. Let the term be soft and elastic as a conception in your mind. Compassion, from the Buddha's perspective, is unfathomable and immeasurable. There is no end to this quality that can, the quality of love that can meet suffering of self and other and world. Yes, can resonate with it and can respond. Okay. So in this one today, I want to invite you to bring to the practice your multiple ways of knowing. Right, so bring your mind that understands that compassion is probably a good thing or knows that it's a good thing. Bring your heart and your capacity to resonate with beings, however online that is at the moment. Don't worry if it's a block of concrete still. It does get softened up over time. Bring your imagination. So I will be offering images and play, ways of using the imagination to serve this intention. And you will come up with your own. Imagination is in the service of compassion and awakening when it is here and now and is embodied, is with our body. All right? So bring your body. We need our body online for compassion. Compassion, yes, it's intention. Yes, it can resonate and be feeling. And yes, it is action as well. Right, so to translate any of our deepest loves into action is our work also. Okay, but here we get this protected space to go further with cultivating and seeding the intention. This is our special greenhouse here. Right, soil is well worked over these days. To put the seeds in now and to water the seeds of compassion now is to let plants really take good root here. Not that you don't know anything about compassion already, of course you do, but these roots can go deeper and deeper and deeper into the soil that is here. Okay, bring your imagination, bring your spiritual instinct, meaning the kind of antennae that pricks up when we go, ah, yes. That leads onward. This way of saying the phrase, this way of imagining the other person, this way of sensing my body and breathing with the phrase, this leads onward. You will be the gauge of that, right? Like you get a fine instrument, right? Bring your aesthetic appreciation. Compassion is beautiful. Yes, it can meet tough things, but there's a kind of beauty that is not about just pleasantness. It's a kind of beauty that is speaks really deeply, I think, to us when we see this in the world, in others and in ourselves. And bring your volition. I will do this practice now. I will do this. Because there's many things we could pick up in consciousness right now. But if you want to do this, stand behind your volition. Bring all the ways of knowing that you know that I have no idea about. Bring them. Okay. So please use and implement what was helpful with Akincha Noh's guidance yesterday from the using the breathing with the phrase. I believe that's what you did, yeah? Use this again if it's helpful. We will also do this pairing of offering for self, offering for other, and then maybe we'll go wider. And keep faith with body. So let's start there with the body. Okay. So just one way of thinking about this, compassion, it's not really me or you doing compassion. Compassion doesn't belong to us. In a sense, compassion arises when we can plug into something more than us without having to name or label or, right? Compassion arises at the cusp of me and the more than me. So let's start with plugging in body to the bigger body of ground, of earth, of sky above. And think of your body right now. Think and use your imagination. Your body is a meeting place. It's not yours. Your body is a meeting place of earth and sky, and inner and outer. So just sense those directions, not just as concept, but sense, yeah, your body is a meeting place, born out of the earth. To the earth they shall return. Your body is a meeting place. And when we line up and take our seat here, perhaps we can plug in to the great compassion. That is not something we have to do, but is something we can line up with. So you can rest here. Okay, so let's breathe in deliberately, breathing in. And breathing out through your backside, dropping your weight into the earth. And imagine your roots going right down, deep to the center. Imagine breathing up from the center of the earth breathing you up through your perineum into your belly. Breathing out through the perineum deep into the earth. Use your hand if you wish. I find it really helpful. It is not more advanced to do this without actions. You know, sometimes we can think it's cleverer to not have to use actions and gesture because kiddies have to do that, right? It's part of the same idea of privileging what is more abstract. Yes, we want that, but we need this. So breathing out through the perineum and use your hands in whatever way you wish, if you wish. Maybe the hand follows the breath down. And breathing up from the center of the earth, the fire at the center of the earth through your perineum into the belly. And breathing out. Giving your body back. And this time breathing up from the center of the earth through the perineum and see if the breath can come up through the belly and start to touch the base of the chest center. And breathing out. Releasing, softening, giving back. And I'm going to invite you to start playing with that for a little bit, allowing the warmth from the center of the earth to come up through the body with the breath. Meeting the base of the chest. And if you like to imagine the whole chest area like a 1,000-petaled lotus that may or may not have opened itself like a lily, and that warmth coming up from below starts to warm the petals until they wish to yield and open and soften in their own time. Breathing in from below, letting the earth breathe you up. Warming the base of the flower. Breathing out. Give your earthen body back. Play with this for a few more breaths. Sensitive to your own rhythm. Stay focused. Stay awake. And as you sense that earth connection, you may wish to also sense the connection to the sun, the solar. The Buddha was known as the solar friend, radiant like the sun. Letting the sun beam down in the imagination of your being, to that heart, 1,000-petaled lotus. That in her, his, their own time yields to the sun and from the earth. Tuning your body to this vertical alignment. Use your hands whenever you wish, or just because you want to. And we will begin to find in that thousand-petaled lotus the intention for compassion for yourself, for others, for this world. Find the way that comes through you. And the phrases that we can use, and I encourage you to use phrases in the language that is closest to your heart, whether that's another verbal language other than English, or the language of image or gesture. Please use the language that is closest to your heart as we cultivate this intention. Give it ground, give it moisture, give it breath. And the phrases that we can use in English, if you wish, are: may I be soothed. Soothed meaning that balm, that balsam that can meet the edginess of being human, that brittle or crackly, scratchy, unheld little bird out of the nest, or hardness of heart. May I be soothed. May you be soothed. And always keep using the vertical alignment, joining back up. Another phrase: may I be healed. May you be healed. And the third one: may I be able to rest in the healing balsam. Balsam, you know, this word in English, like balm, like a salve, like a cream that's a healing ointment. May I be able to rest in the healing balsam of compassion. May you be able to rest in the healing balsam of the great compassion. So if you wish, we can support the intention and the resonance with a little chant, using another channel. Keep your vertical. Your body as the meeting place, and our work to rest back into great compassion. So the chant, we will use Sanskrit, the Om Mani Padme Hung chant, meaning homage to the great compassion, homage to this quality, homage to this jewel at the center of the thousand-petaled lotus, the jewel at the center of the base of every petal, that when the petals yield, this bright compassion is revealed. So the melody for this one, I'll do with my hands. It's got three little lines. First two are the same, third one's a bit different, and then you'll get it. And then we'll chant it, and then we'll go into self and other with the phrases and the breath, and you'll be able to cultivate this garden for all of our benefit. Okay. So sense your body and alignment. Breathing with your chest, which is more than just a physical heart. So it goes like this. Om Mani Padme Hum Hrim. Om Mani Padme Hum Hrim. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum Hrim. Padme Hum Hrim. Om Mani Padme Hum. Out of compassion, let me check if I've got a good pitch for the people with different kinds of voices, like men. Does it need to be? It's okay?
Om Mani Padme Hum Hrim. Om Mani Padme Hum Hrim. Om Mani Padme.
The one who can hear the cries of the world.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
And who pours their healing balsam on the cry.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
And let the earth sing through you.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
And sing into the sky.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
You are the meeting place.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
And let's chant a couple more times and see who comes.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
Parts of yourself, parts of our world.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
Who comes to the great compassion.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
greeting each one at your door.
Om Mani Padme
Breathing out into your own body, resting. Keeping true with your vertical alignment. And letting whoever wishes to come to be with you right now. Who is no more or less worthy of your compassion. Of the great compassion. It might be a being, it might be a nation, it might be a people's, it might be a creature's, it might be whoever it might be. And if at any point it feels too much for you, just let yourself have a little bit more room. And say, I will come back to you. I really want to come back to you. And let me start with someone a little easier. Right? But see who wants to come and see if it's possible. The rule of thumb is, can you sense your body and can you sense your ground and sky as you come close to self and other and the cry of the world? So sense your body. And begin with the phrases and the breath. Through from the earth and up to the sky, yes, may I be soothed. And linger there with your breath, sensing your body, sensing your arms. And when you're ready in a rhythm that is soulful for you, and you too, may you too be soothed. And let your phrase be an offering, not a demand, not an anxious fixing. Let it be out of the earth and from the sky in the meeting place called the human. Please practice. May I be soothed. You can use just one phrase if it helps. It's not better or worse. May I be healed. May I be able to rest in the healing balsam of compassion. Please cultivate your garden. You get lost or flustered. What am I supposed to be doing? Help. Come back to body. Take care of that little bird out of its nest that gets flustered. May you be soothed, my love. Stay focused. Remember, like the Buddha, you can touch the earth. The earth to bear witness. To your intention. May you be soothed. May you be healed. And as you offer the phrase or the image to yourself, linger long enough to let you receive that. Maybe like a gentle rain in summer, landing, moistening your soil. Don't rush that part. Stay steady. May you be held in the healing balsam. Of the great compassion. And in the last minute or so of the practice, finding a way to finish off respectfully for yourself and these others. Maybe saying, let's meet again, or making some intention there for yourself. Whatever is meaningful for you in that. And And take a moment also to reflect as we finish on anything that was beneficial in terms of ways of practicing. So you just take a moment to reflect, oh yeah, really helps when I remember the verticality, or it really helps when I use my hands or my imagination, or it really doesn't help when I do X, Y, or Z. Right? Just take a moment there. And let's finish together, opening that intention out to the room here, the 100 or so of us, each with our own particular ways of knowing suffering, individually, collectively, planetarily, cosmically. And open that intention out that it might touch and meet the others that we share these days with. So widening your lens, your awareness, earth below, sky above. May we all be soothed, whatever measure of the world's pain we carry. May we all be healed in our own particular versions of fragmentation or angst. And may we all be able to rest and trust and be held in compassion.